Y'all better tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. Yo, today is July 19th, 2012. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's Thursday. It's about 7:02 p.m., man. It's about to go down, man. Y'all better tell everybody in the land, man, that the man, you know what I'm saying, is in demand. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. I got to tell y'all, I got so many things to update y'all on. First of all, I just want to shout out to these Wells over there, IC crew, man. And y'all, we're so big for my birthday, July 8th. Of the Flappers Comedy Club, that we are going to be hosting a comedy show there every week, bi-weekly, starting August 12th and August 26th. It's going to be Sundays, man. And also, I'm working on some more stuff with the other Flappers on Club. Y'all pay attention, man. It's going to be a really big deal, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Diamond, shout out to the IC, shout out to Auntie Batman, all the hosts, man. Hey, man, I just want to tell y'all, I'm having a very slow internet connection. I just came back in. I got Marcia on the line. I'm getting ready to bring her on so you can tell her, so she can tell you about my interview today. But y'all forgive me and bear with me, you know what I'm saying? Because over here at Handsome Life, I want to tell y'all about what happened this week as far as me shooting my first ever short film and let you know it's going down, man, you know what I mean? And just like how we having difficulties here, we're going to keep the show rolling. Yo, we're going to keep shooting, because like I said, you know, when we was on set, we had difficulties too, y'all, but it was so amazing. Before I get started, I want to bring Marcia on so she can chop it up, y'all, because I don't even know how long this connection going to last, but let me go on and bring my girl on so she can tell you what's up. Welcome to Handsome Life. What's up, Marcia?
Hey, what's going on, fam? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Tell everybody about what happened today, man, and where they can catch that interview, you know what I'm saying? Give them some background on what happened today.
Okay, today, comedian Trey Love, he had an interview with a online news paper by the magazine by the name of Mass Appeal, and that website is massappeal.org. That's the www.massappeal.org. And the interview was very genuine. He was himself as usual, very business, and talked about everything that he's doing and everything that he's been through, and, you know, just something to look out for. It'd be a treat, and try to get him, we're working on it right now as we speak, get him in Kansas City, Missouri, to do some shows. So I will post everything on Facebook on his page as well and spread the word for when the article is complete and finished, and I will keep everybody posted.
All right, well, I just want to again thank you for allowing me to get more publicity. You know, it's a lot going on in my career right now, you know, and with the good comes the bad. You know, you got people
right
coming out of nowhere feeling like, you know, you owe them something. You know, you got people saying, you know, well, Trey, I did this for you, that for you. The thing is, I'm grinding, you know what I mean? And I know I'm
right
going somewhere. But the thing is, you know, when people try to come at you, you know, with these ills and whatnot, to me, all I can do is laugh, because I was, here's what I try to tell people. Before I knew you, I was doing stand-up comedy. And before, when you and I aren't dealing with business no more, I'm going to still be doing stand-up comedy acting. And that's on any level. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that knows me know I get down, know that I push hard, know that I've been in this game forever. And I just want to appreciate you for taking the time out to get me there. And let me tell you something. This is how I roll. You know what I'm saying? You get me paid, I pay you. That's it, period, point blank. So y'all get me out there.
I hear you.
KC, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Number
yes
one, I'm going to slam that show. That's what everybody in KC need to know. When Trey Love hit the stage, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be an event. I do an event on stage, you know what I'm saying? It's like a Broadway spectacle, you know what I mean? Because by the time I get to performing, people know, man. People be like, man, brother, sweating, man. Trey be sweating. Because the thing is, when I'm on stage and I'm performing, I feel like these people pay their money to see a performance, man. And I got to get at to y'all. So
right,
big up to you. Big up. What's the name of the magazine one more time?
Mass Appeal.
Mass Appeal. Big up to Mass
yeah
Appeal, man, for showing love. And I really enjoyed doing that interview today. I enjoy, you know, sharing my message, sharing my my hope, my dream of hope, you know what I'm saying, my message of hope. And that's what people need
mm-hmm
to understand. You know, it's about persevering and going through the
yeah
ups, downs, trials and tribulations and smiles and frowns of life, you know what I'm saying? And anytime I
don't come easy at all.
Oh, no, no, no. And anytime I could share my story, you know what I'm saying, to try to get somebody inspired and also entertained at the same time, I'm always willing to do, man. And like I said, I'm grateful for that opportunity today.
Well, I appreciate it and everything. You know, it's more to come. That's all
oh, yeah,
I have to say. more to come.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for Tiny J? I see DJ Mamacita out there doing her thing. What's next for you?
Well, I'm working on some still working on shows, getting that together, and working with another company, with like two other companies, getting some stuff together, working on a website. I will have that on my page as well, and continue to spread the word on that as well. Just been busy, and trying to keep up with comedian Trey Love. Because he's doing this thing as well.
Well, you know, I ain't going to lie. I'm grinding till the sun come up. I mean, I just want to tell everybody, and I got you on the line. I want to share this experience with you as well. I had a meeting with a major Hollywood exec on Tuesday, July 10th. I had a follow-up meeting with the same gentleman, with a group of people at an office in Hollywood on July 12th. Let's just say this is how I roll. On July 17th, I got director Asha Sims. Big shout out to Asha Sims, man. That's my little sister. She came through. Equipment, lights, camera, all the equipment we needed, sound. You know what I mean? Really, really got down. Major shout out to her. And actually, to tell you the truth, I just looked on the line. The line is hot. My co-director, first AD, first assistant director, Ms. Tan Monye, was in the building. So let me let her get on the line right now. Hold on. Let me see something. Before I put Tan on the line, you know what I got to do. Let me see something. I got to do this for her. Bring her up to her theme song. DJ Mamacita, what was that group you used to rap with back in the day?
Oh, Verbal Contact. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I did. We're doing a documentary, and Sean Edwards, he's gonna help us put it together as well. So I was at the park and we did our filming and stuff, and I can't wait to come out, because working with them was a very good experience for me. They were secular back in the day, but now they're a Christian rap group right now, and they've been winning awards like back to back.
And what's the name one time? Verbal what?
Verbal Contact.
All right. Send us some music, man. We definitely want to push you, because the way you support us, we want everybody to know who you are and your history. And that's the thing, you know, as I was sharing with the interview today, you know, about my, my admiration for Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying, growing up, and then come to find out, you know, to be able to be working directly with his son on some of these projects as well, not just my comedy show. I mean, it's just amazing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a testament to, if you just push forward and you do the right things will come back to you. So I'm going to go ahead and play this next song and bring my co-host in, man. This lady here, she's an amazing girl, and when she come back, y'all, we're going to talk about all the stuff we did and all the stuff that's coming up. Man, y'all better get ready. Here it come. Bust them in the head, Tan.
Professional, like in heel toe, in my steel toe, so let's go. Just as bad as a bubble. 4th of July. She throwing that pussy at me, I'ma catch it, kill it, and probably put it in the casket. Baby, though, don't think because you draped in that Dior, you can fly to get your brains fucked out onto the floor. My splash is more wavy than before. Undefeated in the sheets, pretty boy Floyd. Long John Nero, silver ain't my thing. If you hold on to the pole, I guarantee you gon' swing. Style was a crime, baby girl, you might kill. It should be a life sentence, how you killing them Spike Hill. Yeah.
Up the line right now, Miss Tan Monday, rapper, actress, and first AD on my projects. What's up, girl? What's up with it today, y'all?
Hello, hello, all. How are y'all doing?
We chilling. What's up? Go ahead and holler at her, Marcia. She's still on the line.
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. Congratulations on working with Trey Love. I know it's a fun-filled experience.
Oh, yes.
To work. Yes, I know. Work one-on-one with them.
We had a great time. Very productive day as well.
Yeah, it was amazing.
He means business.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. But congrats on that hot track, though, Tan Monday. We got to – I don't know if y'all know – we keeping it on the low because Tan about her business, man. This young lady, I'm going to tell you something amazing. I work with a lot of people over a lot of different times, a lot of different projects, and a lot of people come to you with things they can do, things they promise. But one thing I can say about this lady, I mean, which makes her, like, just amazing in my book, and I'm telling you, as I blow up, she's definitely going to be right on my team by my side, man. Tan came through with the script writing material. Tan came through with her expertise. I mean, it's just so much a wealth of knowledge that this girl has. Tell them what you have a master's degree in, Tan.
Acting in film.
Acting in film from what school?
Acting in film. New York Film Academy.
And that's
mm-hmm.
right out here in L.A., y'all.
In Burbank.
In Burbank. And actually, it's crazy because I've done some short films and some student films with those guys before. I actually played if you look on my Facebook, you'll see me dressed in a cop uniform. I actually played a police officer, and the movie was screened over at Warner Brothers Studios. So people don't slip on these students over at these New York Film Academies. And I'm going to tell you, I'm straight up, I'm going to keep it 110. I am so blessed to have Tan Monday right on my team with me because with a fresh student from acting and film, you know, from the New York Film Academy with that master's, you know what I'm saying, with the technique I got, with the people I know, the connects that I've made, you know what I mean, it's a blessing to just have such an experienced person on my team, man. And I'm telling you, we're going to tie this thing together. I look at y'all, I look at people like Master P, I look at people like Diddy, I look at people like even MC Hammer, people that really came from nothing, and people that went out there and independently pushed their own product. Made you see them. Everybody think Kanye just blew up. You know Kanye, a lot of people don't notice. Kanye was signed with Rockefeller for 2 years. He had in the video where he has the chain being put around his neck, that was 2 years prior to him even releasing a single. That's why I try to explain to people that are in this business that know what time it is, you got to grind. And the one thing I can say about having Tan Monday on my team and Asha Sims as well, you know, my director, my first AD, these young ladies realize and understand that we have a long road ahead of us. We got a 5 to 10 year road ahead of us. But the beauty of it is the way we worked and operated, man, I'm telling you, yo, I was talking to baby mama about it, and she compared us to Tupac. You know how Tupac used to just write rhymes all the time?
Yeah.
Man, we got that stuff here. We got that stuff in. We got that stuff out. Shout out to Joy, too, the actress that portrayed my counterpart in this short film that you all will be seeing. It should go out maybe Monday of next week, y'all. It's called Trey Love Therapist, man. It's going to be, you know, Trey Love Therapy Session. It's going to be hot. Shout out to Joy. Shout out to my baby mama. Hey, and Tan was there. I wasn't joking. Tell him baby mama was doing the sound and breastfeeding all at the same time.
She was doing it. She was she was working the boom.
I'm like working the boom. I love it. Hey, I'm like Joe Jackson around here. Everybody that's got a heartbeat. Need to be working. Everybody, come on, get in on Daddy's film. Help me out here, but yeah,
nobody
sat
down.
Nobody. We ain't got time to sit down. Everybody had to hump and do their thing. But yeah, man, shout out to you for such an amazing job. And I'm looking forward to doing many more. I was getting your taxes and stuff, but as you see, I was on the radio, so
mm-hmm.
We right here. We running it. You know,
yeah.
You know what it be.
Yeah.
Thursdays
and
at 7 o'clock.
And it's a pleasure to work with you as well. It's a pleasure to work with you as well.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. What else am I going to say? Because I'm so excited about what we got going on. I'm in awe right now because I just want to explain to people before we get into the subject. It's like 7:20. I want to jump into the subject, finances and relationship. But I just want to say, like, first let me do my little prayer real quick. I like to do these prayers because God knows his place in my life, and that's why I do consider myself a success, because my success doesn't lie in what other people see as success. My success lies in where my heart is, where the contentment is, what I'm accomplishing. So God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And also in my life, I seek ye first the kingdom of God, because all things have been added unto me. This is the way I look at it, y'all. I've been in the comedy. People say, how long you been doing comedy? When I tell people 15 years, they go, wow, amazing. Some people say, man, yeah, that's good. You know, dang, you've been doing it 15 years, and you did this, this, that, and the third. And you got other people saying, 15 years, well, why I ain't never heard of you? Hey, look, I'm going to tell you like this. What God has for me, it may not be for you. Maybe you didn't hear from me because God didn't want you to hear me yet. You understand what I'm saying? When the time is right for you to hear from me, the time is right. Because I'm going to tell you, that person who I had that major meeting with Tuesday and Thursday last week, I've been trying to get in with this person for over 10 years. So when God got his time and he said, here you go, it's in his time. It's not in mine. It's not in yours. And where a lot of people mess up, they try to compare themselves to other people and say, well, this person doing this, I'm funnier than this person. Why ain't I doing that? You will never hear Trey Love doing that. I always praise comedians. I praise entertainers for wherever they at, from the amateur all the way up to the supreme headliner, because you never know which one of them people will fall. You never know which one of them people will come up, because it's way bigger than one individual. Trust me. You better put your faith in something that's real. Y'all don't hear me.
True. Put it all in God's hands. When he's ready, it will happen.
When he's ready, it'll happen. Leave it there. So we're going to start shooting next week, too, on some more stuff. This is going to be a new YouTube channel. I don't want to put the name of it out there yet, because once I get everything, all the logistics worked out, I'll put the name of it out. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play one quick song, man. We're going to have a little fun. Matter of fact, we're going to play my jam since we do it independent. This is how we're going to do it, Tan. We're going to play my jam, then we're going to play a little Cheryl Boyd, you know what I'm saying, all independent cuts, and then we're going to come right back and we're going to get into the subject at hand, which is relationships and money. How does yours weigh? We'll see when we come back, y'all. This Trey Love, I'm going to rock her.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
You know you sing on the beat, right? 100, child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirrors, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry, got a match so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. It ain't you, I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
We in the club, and bottles from straight love.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. Hey. Hey,
it's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Get what? Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
I just
100 tans, girl. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that jam,
girl,
that cut me jamming. Hey, let me tell you, Tan, that's fucking me jamming. Hey, believe it or not, I'm going to tell you, between Spike Hills, that, and, of course, my ish, I be in the car jamming all us, man. I don't even, like, listen to the radio no more. I be on my rocker. Spike, I kick you in the face with the Spike Hills. And then, you know what I'm saying? I can't help that way I feel, but I can't help. You know, I sing it like a ghetto girl. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine like a ghetto girl? I can't help it the way I feel. I know it's wrong, but it's for real. I know I have a lot to lose, but because in the moment I just want to be in love. I sing it like the hood. You know what I'm saying? I sing it like Keisha. No, I'm just... But I'm loving the show, though, man, and I'm loving you, too, man. Y'all doing some amazing work, man. Shout out to AJ Alexander, you know what I'm saying, one of our connects, you know what I'm saying, that kind of introduced everybody to each other. So now that we have all of that said and done, don't forget, y'all, August 12th, 2012, Flappers Comedy Club, 102 East Magnolia Boulevard, Trey Love Live, produced by Diamond Life Entertainment, Shawnice Wells, the IC, Indulgent Concepts, you know what I'm saying, La Quinta. Shanice got to text me her last name, but La Quinta, you know, one of our proud sponsors, man, that show is going to be tight as hell, yo. We're going to do it every other Sunday, starting August 12th, and the following one will be August 26th. Those are the two shows slotted for August, man. Y'all come out, man. Show support, show love. I mean, you know, God bless me with the talent. I got to give it to you, but we're moving in a very a big way here. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on at that club, man. Shout out to all the other comedians doing their thing. I know Shanice has a show coming up at the Hollywood Bar and Grill with D-Lay and a few other people, man. It's going to be a major, major event, you know. So y'all stay attention, man, and stay close. And we'll probably get Shanice to call in, man, and make sure she gives us specifics on the shows coming up so that way they can be properly promoted the way they're supposed to. Now let's get to the show subject. Today's show subject is how finances affect your relationship. Now, here go where I want to go real quick before I even start. Being in this American society, being African American, generally, let's say finances. And I mean, y'all, let we go back to the history. I like to, and anybody that knows me, when I talk about relationships, I like to dig into the history of the person's background, where they're from, what they're used to, their economic background, you know, who, you know, how were they raised, what demographic were they raised in, were they raised up north, were they raised down south, were they raised on the East Coast, West Coast, you know, what type of values were they instilled with. Is this person more, say, a southern person? Is this person more of a city-fied person, country person? You know, so when you dig into a question like this, even with all the questions that I have and deal with relationship-wise, I think that's what makes me a good expert, as people call me, because what I do is, instead of answering questions generally, I like to get some background knowledge, you know, something called research, something that we all should have learned in basic education, in my opinion, in order to find out details as to why anything happens, why a person is or thinks this way. So with that being said, when I say how finances affect a relationship, I look at it like this. Say a woman is, just prime example, let's take Tan for instance. Tan is on the, you know, a young woman fresh out of college and whatnot. I'm sure, just to get in your business a little bit, I'm sure you got the student loans. I'm sure you got, you know, some things facing you financially, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, she kept that honest. Then y'all heard that was a whine with that year. See, you know, I finished college too. You know what I'm saying? So I know.
The student loans have stopped.
You feel me? So I'm already knowing.
They don't continue after you graduate.
Right. So, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm already understanding from that demographic. And, Marcia, I know we've shared a little bit of your history. You know, you were at one point a single parent before you met your wonderful husband who has come in and just, you know, made you and your child's life better. You were dealing with situations, and I'm sure that when it came to dating, you thought different from a financial aspect as well. Am I correct?
Actually, when I was single, I had more money.
Ooh, I'm telling you, worse than baby mama. Y'all better go on with that. The moment she was single, she had more money.
I'm just keeping it real. When I was single, it's funny, but it's true. I had more money, and I was able to maintain everything like I was supposed to. I mean, yes, my husband, he does help me. Help us like a family, like a husband's supposed to, and I put in my 2 cents too and help. Like I always say, it's a 50-50 deal. It makes a world of difference.
Okay. That's the first time I heard a woman say that. Because you make him sound like he just, he good. Like, here you go, here she go. He good, but he ain't no good. You understand what I'm saying? Like, actually, I had more money for this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Damn. My woman probably feel the same way, but anyway, it is what it is. We're in this together. So let me break down the demographic of, like, what I'm saying. We're going to start with Tanny. We're going to go ahead and get back to you, Marcia, because I kind of want to get this out, because I know that this is something that's very interesting to females.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Tan, for example, fresh out of school, and I've met girls in certain positions in their life where they're still establishing themselves. So you have to respect that. Okay, I may find you attractive, you may find me attractive. I like you, you like me. I think you cute, you think I'm cute. We both like Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? We like listening to Whitney Houston together. We both, you know, we have all these commonalities. But damn, both of us broke. You know, and love don't pay no bills. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Love don't pay no bills. All the love in the world ain't going to get that $119 T-Mobile turned back on. Do y'all hear me? A lot of love in the world ain't going to pay that in L.A. for that one-bedroom apartment, that $1,200 a month rent. Y'all don't hear me. You know what I'm saying? Love ain't going to pay that, you know what I'm saying, car note insurance equaling and equating out to about $525 a month. Y'all don't hear me. Love ain't going to take care of that. What's going to take care of that is some damn money. So I would say with Tan, how would you go about selecting? Because at this point, of course, you have to be selective. How would you go about selecting someone that you would say, even if not spend the rest of your life with, even dating or spending a lot of time with, how would you, you know, pick and choose? Like, what would be some of your telltale signs in being in a relationship on the financial tip? And be straight up.
I mean, honestly, like, I mean, nobody wants somebody who's dead broke, okay? I don't need anybody that's going to pull me down. You know, I need somebody that's going to help me build. And not saying that I need their money, but on their end, they need to be the type of person who's motivated to get out there to work, who's motivated to get opportunities to start bringing money in to take care of their own self. You feel me?
Because
I can take care of me, but he needs to take care of him, because I'm not going to take care of him too at the moment.
I like that. Y'all heard it. I'm good. I could do this. You understand what I'm saying? Hair, nails, done. I got this. But you ain't finna come in my life and, hey, baby, can I borrow $25? You know, I'm trying to. Ain't none of that, I presume, right?
No.
Okay. And so, Marcia, coming from, at this point, how many years have you been married?
Two.
What has changed since you've been married? What, he be spending your money on them strippers? Tell the truth. You can tell us. We ain't gonna say nothing. Girl, go to work so I can go to the strip club. Shit. I need to go to the strip club. Dang. Man, when you get your check, Friday? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, actually, I do that for him. But anyway.
Ooh, cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let me see. All right, my bad. Go ahead. She's like, I got that. Don't worry. You know, nobody's strip club. I got that. Okay.
No, well, the difference is, actually, 2 years we've been married. I mean, we have we do a lot of stuff together as a family. And, like I said, communication is everything. If you don't know what's going out and coming in, yes, it would cause a big ruckus between a married couple, because you have emergency stuff that you have to worry about, your kids and household things, and you just have to worry about a lot of stuff, the car, you know. And we just be careful on what we spend.
Okay, let me ask you this. Also, I want to shout out one of my loyal listeners and a good friend of mine, a good close friend of mine, and Deuce's godparents, Vincent, McKinney, and Michelle. I know y'all listening, man. One love over there. And, yeah, V, the shoot went amazing. Thanks for checking in. Also, here's my question to you. And you know what? It would be good, V, text me some information, because him and his wife have been together, I think, 10 years. And they have a beautiful son, two beautiful daughters, and they've been together 10 years and are doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm wondering, you know, how my finances have – because they're a young black couple, so I'm wondering how finances have affected their relationship. And here's a – let me say, I put this question to Marcia. What I want to know is who runs the money in your household? Is there one person, or do you two kind of run it together?
We run it together.
Okay.
Yeah, we running together. Like I said, it would be a big uproar if we didn't know what was going out and coming in together. That's how we were working our stuff. And our child, he's the only child, so he wants every time he sees something. That's not my fault though. But but that's just, you know, that's just the way it goes. We just have a, you know, we're doing better with it. We still learn a lot of stuff to learn in that process, especially being married. This is first time being married. This is my second time. But, you know, it's a learning process.
Well, like for me personally, I'm gonna just say this. I learned something. You know, before, you know, I got into a relationship, I watched people, couples, and in certain things I knew that I wasn't going to, per se, go for in a relationship. I'm kind of like 10. Before I got with somebody, I was doing really good. I could take good care of Trey because his ups, downs, smiles, and frowns, no matter what, I mean, and I've been through some very, very rough times, I could take care of Trey. You know what I'm saying? I could take care of Trey. Taking care of Trey wasn't a problem. But then now when you have a significant other, and then in my case now having a child, it makes a big difference on how things should operate. And one thing I must say that I observed, and I'm going to say a family member, and I won't put their business out there, but I have to give this, as an uncle of mine, a lot of credit for showing me how a man is supposed to run and operate his home. He's the sole provider, and he kind of, it's not like he hides anything financially from the female. You know, they all know what's going on, but he makes the overall decisions, pays all the bills, takes everything. And it's actually my aunt. I won't put her name out there, and it could be a million aunts. But my aunt even has said herself, he is great with the money. Here's all my aunt wants to do. Long as she can get her hair done, long as she can get her nails done, long as she can go to the spa, long as there's food in that kitchen to eat, my aunt really don't give a damn about nothing else. And I have to give my uncle credit for ensuring that all that's taken care of. And it's funny because this is an older couple. They lived in one home for 15 years, and then from there, they were able to build a house from the ground up. Starting from the foundation, and a beautiful home too. I mean, from the foundation to every wall. I mean, my aunt went in, and I'm gonna tell you, like women, she went in. She didn't like the way the master bathroom was being designed. Do you know? Just to tell you how to, and this is like not allowing any man, but allowing this one person to take care of finances. This one, they had enough money where she was able to tear the bathroom down and rebuild the bathroom in her master bedroom the way she wanted it, simultaneously living in the same home that they were living in for 15 years. So again, when you have relationships, you know, and you have someone, say the woman's better with the money. You know, my mother was great with money. You know what I mean? She was, you know, my mama had CDs, had all kind of money stashed away. So again, if the woman's better with the money, fine. If the man's better with the money, fine. But in my opinion, of course, there should be audits, family business, budgeting, you know what I'm saying, biweekly when the checks come through, or have often the money comes in. Everybody, let's sit down and budget the money. But I think one person really should control the money, because to me, a person that's responsible and doesn't just see something and go, ooh, I got to get that. You know what I'm saying? I'm good at that. You know, I don't, things don't fascinate me. You know, I can window shop, and women can't. That's what I notice about women. When they come to window shopping, I got to get this. It ain't but 1972. Dang, it's $19.70. I got to get this. I can sit there and look at something all day and, ooh, I like this.
Trey.
Dang, this is nice. What's up?
Trey, I window shop too.
Oh, you down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Look at you. Trey, I got this. Okay. Is your husband around? Let's get his opinion. I'm sure he probably got. Wait a buddy damn minute. Is he around? Put him on the radio. Let's see what he got to say about this.
He is currently at work right now.
This is what y'all be doing. Like she said, she danced him earlier. Why was I thinking of this song, y'all? Think about it for a minute. This is what Marcia Tiny J, ex-rapper, be doing for her husband. Now, this is how she got him.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get
freaky. Ow! He be getting them dollar bills ready. That's what he be doing with his money. That's why money is in the air. That's why money get a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I used to have, you know, I had more money. See, I had more money before I had got with him. But see, what happened was.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
Everybody don't know that. I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened. And I ain't mad. You got less money. If you got less, that means you're spending more. So when you're spending more, y'all must be, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
Okay. I'm just serious. Don't make me no sense. So, Dan, how would you, let me ask Dan from this angle. What would be your ideal financial, say, situation? Like, how would it work ideally financially with a short or long-term mate?
How would it work?
Yeah, like, what would be your ideal situation? I mean, would he, talk to me. Like you've already said, like he needs to at least be able to take care of himself. But say you two were to merge entities, what would be your ideal situation on how that would go? Do you think you should be in charge of the money? Would you let your man be in charge of the money? How do you think that would go?
No, I agree with her that, you know, both of us should be in charge of the money together. You know, because if both of us are bringing in money, why is it fair that only one person, like, hold the money down? That's how I feel. You know, and I understand, like, you know, in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship, if I bring in some money, he brings in some money, you know, I do things for him, he do things for me, vice versa. And we get together, we spend our money the appropriate ways.
Right. So do you think, like, I would say a house budget or, like, I call it auditing because, even though I'm in charge of the money, it'd be funny because sometimes baby mama would be like, look, where did this go? She'll just jump on the account without telling me. And be like, where did this go? Where did that go? And I'd be like, look, I don't know where that $150 went. God damn it. See, I spent it. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like we'll sit down and have like what I like to call an audit. You know what I mean? Because the thing is I'm not nowhere near hiding our money. It's our money. This is a collective venture. We're in this together. So, you know, anytime. And I always tell her, anytime you want to know what's going on with the money, let's sit down and work through it. And half the time, we end up budgeting it anyway. But again, my woman is unlike Marcia. I'm going to tell you something. My girl won't even go into certain stores because she like, I ain't going in there because I'm going to want some.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? We all fight that.
But see, that's where if the man has to come into play, no, baby, we don't need that. Come on. You know what I mean? It depends on the person. You know, it depends on the person that, you know, you chose to be with. And again, one thing I believe in is, and we all should think about in relationships and or beyond, think about where your strong points are, not just even financially. Think about your strong points and think about your weaknesses. You know what I mean? And when you have someone that uplifts your strong points and is there to care for your weaknesses over the long term, you make out for a good relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you see yourself with money, Sam?
You said with money? I couldn't hear you just now.
Yeah, how do you see yourself when it comes to money? How do you see yourself?
When it comes with money, I know when I should spend something and when I should not spend something. You can go out and see things that I'll be like, oh, I want this. But then I'm like, okay, now do you really need this? Do you have five other ones that look similar to that in that closet, you know? And it's like you gotta stop yourself sometimes from spending because if you go out and buy everything that you want, you don't have no money.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
You just have to budget. It's a lot about, like, self-control, you know?
Self-control. I've seen people, like, when I was in the military, I've seen people that make, and people that know about the military, we get paid. That's one thing about the military. It's the federal government. If you don't get nothing else, you going to get your check. That's how it works in the military. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people, when I was in the military, we get paid every biweekly or monthly, however you want to get paid. I've seen people get their biweekly check, well, their monthly check, and get their check on the first, about a fifth, be broke. Literally broke.
No,
like
self-control.
No self-control. And got to last the rest of that month broke. And that messes me up. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to read this little article, Money Management and Marriage by Focus and Family. I'm going to read this little article real quick, and then we're going to shut it down and get ready for next week. Barbara was tired. She had no idea that merging wants, needs, and desires in marriage would be such a challenge. She and her husband had overcome many challenges, but their greatest ongoing problems surrounding money. Her spouse was a spender. She was a saver. She liked to balance the checkbook to the last penny. Her husband hadn't entered anything in the register in years. The result was numerous volatile eruptions and conflict that both she and her spouse wanted to avoid. It shouldn't have to be a surprise. Experts agree that finances can be the number one cause of marital strain. It's understandable that financial struggles can cause strain because how people spend money is never just about the money. It reveals attitude about what you value most. It reveals deeper character issues. These are some of the reasons blending financial habits can be very challenging. Wow. Y'all hear that, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blending financial habits. I like that, financial habits. And see, that's the thing. What are your financial habits, you know? And you come into a relationship with someone, like I said, you fine, I'm fine. You look good, I look good. But then when it comes to, you know, how you spend your money, are you selfish? Mm-hmm. Are you frivolous? Are you a saver? Are you a you know, a miser, like, I can't spend that, that's too much. Or are you just, I want it, and just spend your money, and one of them people, like I said, get paid on the first and broke by the fifth, you know? So those are things, yeah, seriously. That's why I like to do this relationship show, because to me it reveals just different things. Like I said, what is your background? Someone, like, say, Marcia, where are you born and raised? You born and raised in KC?
Yes, born and raised.
What's the cost of living out there? Is it pretty high, or is it pretty pretty low?
It's low. It's not high.
Pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Okay. And so where would you...
They consider this as like a retirement city, state, whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's real reasonable.
Okay. That's why y'all ain't got no money to get me out there, man. Y'all telling people put them 15s on top of them 20s, man. Get Trey Love out to the kitchen. No, we can't afford him. He too much. Tell him I'm a reasonable. I will come tell him retirement jokes. But
no,
that has something to do with it, too.
They can get you up here.
That's what I'm talking about. But, again, that's one of the things that I think affect a relationship, because it's like you are probably in a different mind state or a different mindset as far as finances than a woman, say, from Los Angeles, California, that's out this way. Tan, where are you from? I know you're Carolina, too, right?
Yeah, South Carolina.
South Carolina, born and raised. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, like, observing Tan and being around Tan, I see the southern, the southern values in her. Like, Tan is, you know, she on point with it. You know what I mean? She'll sit down and eat some top ramen with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's her value. You know, it doesn't – I mean, we all want steak. But if you hungry, that top ramen, put some cheese on it, man. Look, I be putting lemon in mine with a little salt. Y'all don't even understand, man. I don't even hear nobody when it comes to eating, man.
Hey, y'all hook that up.
I'm already knowing. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say craft services, y'all best trust and believe. We had to get in what we fit in. It's like, look, Tan, you hungry? We got some peanut butter jelly smug and some top ramen. And, hey. We had to do it.
That was the best noodles I had ever tasted.
But at the end of the day, we got it done. And we are continuing to get it done. And that's what's going to make us make my film company a true success, because we grinders, man, and we do what we got to do, and we're going to keep doing what we got to do. And, again, people such as Marcia Tiny J, man, that interview was amazing, man. Before we get out of here, I just want to shout out Mass Appeal Magazine for taking
now,
the time out to.
Crystal.
Her name is Crystal. What's her last name? Crystal what?
Crystal Booker.
Crystal Booker. Crystal, I want to thank you for such a beautiful interview today. I mean, she really got into me. We got down, we got dirty, you know what I'm saying? And, again, like I said, I love sharing my story because, of course, it's pushing my brand and name. But, again, I hope that I'm a story of hope, of inspiration, of being a go-getter, of someone that, you know, has lived life and things have put you down. But, you know, to look up to the stars, because you got to keep going no matter what. Even when you're down at your lowest, the only way you can look is up. And when you're down, when you're looking up, that's the only way you can go. And I'm definitely a story of perseverance, because what myself, Tan Monye, and Asha Sims, my baby mama, and this young lady who played my therapist, Joy, did on July 17th, for me, was monumental. I'm going to say, Tyler Perry, you better watch out, man. You ain't the only one producing TV. Straight up, we got down. I mean, we got down, y'all. Trust me, Trey Love Therapy Session will be out. Should be out. Comedy sketch, my first ever produced, written comedy sketch. And, again, Tam Monier, yo, a lot of people, I say, hey, man, can you help me with a script writing program? They, well, man, you got to do this, you know. Man, you got to do that. Man, Tam was like, look, go here, do this, do that. Came to my house, downloaded the thing, yo. Boy, I swear to God, I'm typing scripts, y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I'm waking up that 2, 3 in the morning. Y'all be seeing me on Facebook. Yo, I'm putting scripts together, homie, because that's what it's about, scripts. Scripts, hips, and fingertips. You understand me? You know? You know, it goes down, man. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, if we keep everything going the way it's supposed to go, it might go down like it's going down at Marcia's house with her husband. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky.
She getting them dollars over there, boy. I'm trying to tell you. That girl over there getting them dollars. Man, some of them only get high.
Oh, Lord.
So y'all better tune in. Tell a friend, y'all. The Playboy Comedy is in next week, July the 20th. Where am I calendar? Yeah, it's right there. July the 26th, y'all. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Relationship woes. Don't even have a subject yet, but trust me. 7 to 8, man, we're going to be doing a show. We're going to be doing another relationship segment as well. We're going to be pumping and pushing and promoting these comedy shows, letting you know everything going on. Shout out to Diamond Life Entertainment, Shawnice Wells, man. Shout out to Flappers Comedy Club. Shout out to Barbara, man, for giving me the opportunity and letting everybody see your boy can shine. Yo, I'm trying to sell the Yoohoo Room out every time, yo. It's a process. So August 12th, I need y'all in the building, man. Everybody within the sound of my voice that can make it, man. Y'all come through August 12th, August 26th, man. You know what I'm saying? Support Diamond Life Entertainment. Look up Shawnice Wells, man. Look me up, Comedian Trey Love. Look me up on Twitter, twitter.com, Trey Loveism. Man, follow your boy and go to www.treylove.com to get the business, baby. Before I get out of here, man, Marcia, holler at the people. Tell them what's up real quick.
What's up to everybody? Whatever you guys are doing, stay focused. Don't let nobody tell you nothing wrong. Follow your heart and always keep God first.
That's number one. Beautiful. All right, Tan, take us home, baby.
All right. Bye-bye to you all out there. Keep grinding. Keep working hard. Keep doing the thing out there. And follow me on Twitter. I'm Ms. Tan Monier.
Tam Monier, man, y'all better check my girl out, man. This is my first AD getting down, man. Trey Loveism, Trey Love Vision. It's going to be tight, man. A whole new, fresh YouTube channel. Shout out to Laugh Mob. Shout out to Bob Sumner. Shout out to Tina Graham, man. Like, man, y'all better check it out, man. Your boy been on the grind, and it's time for me to shine. You understand what I'm saying? Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy will be in next week, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. Now to take us home, man, who else you think? None other than yours truly. Peace.
It takes a whole lot of woman.